This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished the people of India on the auspicious occasion of Eid. President Murmu, in a social media post, urged people to take a pledge to work together for the benefit of all countrymen, especially the people of the underprivileged sections on this occasion. Vice President Dhankar calls the people to reflect on the values of unity, kindness and solidarity that form the cornerstone not only of this festival but of the society at large. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi said that the special occasion of Eid-ul-Adha further cements the bonds of harmony and togetherness in the society. He wished everyone to be happy and healthy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 28th of this month. The Mann Ki Baat program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the tragic train accident in West Bengal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister paid condolences to those who lost their loved ones and prayed that the injured recover at the earliest. The Prime Minister spoke to the officials and took stock of the situation. He further said rescue operations are underway to assist the affected and the Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav is on the way to the site of the mishap. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The amount would be given to the next of kin of each deceased in the railway mishap in West Bengal. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. As per reports, 5 passengers have died and at least 25 others injured after an express train collided with a goods train in Darjeeling district of West Bengal today morning. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met National Security Advisor of the United States of America, Jake Sullivan, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said a comprehensive discussion was held between both sides on a broad range of bilateral, regional and global issues. The minister expressed confidence that the India-US strategic partnership will continue to advance strongly. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju met the leader of opposition in Rajya Sabha and Congress President Mallik Arjun Kharge in New Delhi yesterday. The minister's meeting with Kharge came ahead of the first session of the 18th Lok Sabha to be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected Lok Sabha members and election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will also be held in this session. The session of Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. The Directorate Service Officers Association Arunachal hoped that the Pema Khandu 3.0 government would continue to meet the aspirations of the state government employees. In a congratulatory letter addressed to Pema Khandu for assuming third time office as Chief Minister, DSOAA President, Director Social Justice, Empowerment and Tribal Affairs and General Secretary, Deputy Director, Department of Tirap, Changlang and Longding said, DSOAA, with over 30,000 government employees under its umbrella spread across all over the state, is willing to cooperate and work hand in hand with the Pema Khandu government in the interest of the people of the state. The old Milo Welfare Society Zero of Milo clan celebrated its golden jubilee at Tage Dolo Jubilee Hall, Tajang, yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.